I'm sorry to disturb you at this time of night, Mr. Temple.
That's all right, Inspector. Oh, this is my wife.
How do you do?
How do you do, Inspector?
Well, what can I do for you?
About half an hour ago, I had a telephone message through from Scotland Yard, from Superintendent Cleaver.
I know Cleaver. He's an old friend of mine.
Yes, sir. He asked me to contact you and to make inquiries concerning a Miss Raymond.
Miss Raymond?
Yes.
What exactly is it you want to know about Miss Raymond?
We want to know everything, sir.
Yes, I know, but...
We've reason to believe that Miss Raymond visited you this afternoon at your flat in Half Moon Street. Is that correct, sir?
Quite correct.
Had she an appointment?
No, the visit was, to say the least, unexpected. Look here, has something happened to Miss Raymond?
What do you mean, sir? The visit was unexpected.
I mean that both my wife and I were very surprised when she turned up at the flat. Miss Raymond isn't a friend of ours, she's barely an acquaintance.
She'd read that we were flying to Cairo, and she asked if we'd deliver these spectacles to a friend of hers. Apparently, he lost them in London about 6 weeks ago.
What was the name of this friend?
What was it, darling?
Richard Sullivan. He's with the Trans-Eurasian Oil Company.
I see. May I see the glasses, Mrs. Temple? Thank you. They appear to be a perfectly ordinary pair of spectacles.
Is there any reason why they shouldn't be?
Mr. Temple, shortly after she left your flat this afternoon, Miss Raymond was murdered. She was shot dead, just as she was getting into a taxi on the corner of Half Moon Street.
Who shot her?
We don't know. And the person who did it got clean away. Frankly, we haven't the slightest idea whether it was a man or a woman.
Motive?
Well, it doesn't appear to have been a motive. Miss Raymond didn't ask you to deliver anything else to Mr. Sullivan. A letter, perhaps, or...
No, nothing else.
Was there a case for the glasses?
No.
Inspector, you surely don't think that these spectacles have got anything to do with...
With what, Mrs. Temple?
Well, with why she was murdered.
What's your opinion, Mr. Temple?
Well, as you said yourself a moment ago, they appear to be a perfectly ordinary pair of spectacles.
Mm-hmm. Look here. We've got a man down here called Warrender. He was with MI5 during the war. I'd rather like him to see these glasses. If there's anything peculiar about them, he'll ferret it out.
Well, that's all right by me. As a matter of fact, I should prefer it.
When are you leaving?
We're flying from the BOAC base at Poole on Thursday morning.
Good. I'll get these to Warrender tonight and contact you tomorrow. If the report's negative, there's no reason why you shouldn't deliver the spectacles to Mr. Sullivan as arranged.
Right. Now, would you like a drink, Inspector?
Well, that's very kind of you, sir. May I have a whiskey and soda?